To the believers. Dearly beloved in Jesus Christ, I have written to you once again under the divine guidance of the Holy Spirit. Under the Holy Spirit's guidance, I have written this book to teach the believer powerful prayer with few words, so that your prayer might be heard on high and answered. This book is only to be used as an example for the reader to be put into their own words and to develop more powerful prayer habits. All capitalized words are words that I emphasize in my own personal prayers. The first 7 prayers I've differentiated from the others because in them, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is speaking directly to the church. Also, this book is to be used to settle once and for all for the reader the questions or confusions of who do I pray to, who do I pray through, and whose name do I pray in. This book is intended to teach the reader by repetition to always identify God by His name, to always identify that you are praying through His Holy Spirit, and always identify that you are praying to Him in the name of His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is saying to us that you will not be heard on high just because of your many words. St. Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Therefore, the Holy Spirit has used myself as His instrument to teach that we are losing power in our prayers because of not returning God's word back to Him, and because of our much speaking, because God already knows what we have need of. This book is to teach the believer how to pray with few but powerful words that will be heard on high from their own hearts and in their own words, but according to God's words. Also, that every prayer does not need to be about themselves. Because our words alone do not move God, our tears alone do not move God, our situation alone does not move God. But when God hears prayers according to His own word, that is when God will move on our behalf, because God honors His own word. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. The Holy Spirit is saying to us that the church has also been losing power by not teaching the principle of returning God's word to the sheep. I pray that the reader will use these powerful prayer examples, but in their own words and in their everyday lives, and watch all that they have been hoping and praying for come true. I pray that this book will teach the reader the 8 power principles of powerful prayer. 1. To always acknowledge God our Father. 2. Always pray in the name of Jesus Christ. 3. Always pray through the Holy Spirit. 4. Always approach the throne of grace with thanksgiving. 5. Always have a heart of repentance. 6. Always return God's word back to Him. 7. Always pray for others. And 8. Always close prayer in Jesus' name. God's grace and peace be with you all. Pastor L. Michael Moore.